Doug Blodgett is walking up the remnants of the old levee at the Nature Conservancy's Emmequan Preserve in central Illinois. 20 years ago, before the Conservancy took over the nearly 7,000 acres, it was corn and soybean fields. The restoration reconnected the floodplains to the Illinois River, and Blodgett recalls the day he realized the migratory birds were back in a big way.
There were, 100,000 snow geese out here, and they all got up at once, and it was about this time of the morning, and the sun just disappeared. You could not see a ray of sunlight shining through those.
According to the Nature Conservancy, Emmequan is among the largest floodplain restorations anywhere in the Midwest. Millions of migratory birds pass through the wetlands every year, not to mention the countless number of native plants and fish species that call the flourishing refuge home. But Blodgett says many wetlands aren't so lucky. Illinois has lost nearly 90% of its original wetlands. The majority of Midwestern states, about 50%.
Yeah, we don't have enough now, and so we can't afford to lose more.
But protections for wetlands are up in the air. Last fall, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments for the Sackett versus EPA case, a 14-year legal battle launched from the backyard of an Idaho couple, the Sacketts, seeking to fill their lake-adjacent property with gravel. The EPA stopped them. The case, which has been to the Supreme Court twice now, challenges the federal protections. The Clean Water Act provides to some waters and wetlands under the definition of waters of the United States. Mark Davis directs the Tulane Institute on Water Resources Law and Policy in New Orleans. He calls the Sackett case just the latest in a long line of challenges to the Clean Water Act.
It will mean that there are many important waters and wetlands that are no longer protected by law at all.
Davis says larger wetlands, such as Emmequan, will be fine. But it's the smaller, more isolated wetlands and streams that are on the line. They're critical to the overall wetland system, which supports all kinds of wildlife. Although wetlands cover just 6% of the Earth's land surface, it's estimated that 40% of all species rely on them. Davis likes to call them nature's sponge.
They hold water, they slow water, and they do it naturally while providing any number of other benefits, and they don't normally charge you a penny for it.
If the court rules in favor of the Sacketts and limits federal agencies' jurisdiction to regulate some of the nation's wetlands, experts say it would leave states to do that work, and that would create a patchwork of protections. Misa Khan with the Mississippi River Network says wetlands don't follow state lines, and the Mississippi River Basin covers over 1 million square miles and 31 states.
Relying on different states to make up different rules ignores how what happens in one part of the Mississippi River has impacts on another.
A Tulane study found that 24 states rely on the Clean Water Act to regulate wetlands in their states. That means that they would have limited wetland regulations if the Supreme Court narrows the scope of the Clean Water Act. The court is expected to return a decision on the Sackett case sometime early this year. For now, the future for many of the country's wetlands, especially those seemingly isolated from navigable rivers or streams, remains uncertain. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.